This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. A story now about what could be called the unintended side effects of intended consequences. The various White House travel bans, now stayed by court order, as you know, were explicitly intended to make it harder for citizens of several Muslim-majority countries from traveling to the United States. Which gets us to this today. The biggest airline in the Middle East, Emirates, out of Dubai, says it's cutting capacity to the United States, 20% to be precise, because capitalism being capitalism, demand has dropped since the Trump administration's travel restrictions were rolled out. And blocked though those orders may be, the hospitality industry is still feeling the chill, as Marketplace's Rima Kreis reports.
The drop in travel from the Middle East to the U.S. is a loss. How big?
Huge, huge loss. You know, big capital letters, underlined, bolded, all the rest.
Steve Sims is CEO of Bluefish, a high-end concierge firm. His clients include Middle Eastern royal families and affluent business travelers. He says over the last few months, more than 300 have canceled their U.S. trips. Sims says they're some of his biggest spenders.
We have had in the past where people have actually not only booked up rooms and booked up five rooms, they've taken over floors.
Sometimes he says they rent mansions, maybe a Lamborghini or two, not even to drive, just to park out front for show. On the hotel side, the CEO of Marriott International says bookings from the Middle East and North Africa were down about 30% in February. And travelers from the region are looking at flights to the U.S. a lot less, too, says Adam Sachs. As president of Tourism Economics, he tracks online travel searches.
It all centers around the rhetoric of America first.
Sachs says surveys show tourists don't feel as welcome. Last year, 700,000 people from the Middle East visited the U.S.
We expect that to decline in the range of 15% for the entire year.
Another personal concierge in Los Angeles, Jordan Contrado, says he's had lots of meetings with vendors who are concerned about the drop. Car rental companies, travel agencies.
Usually when there's a change in the marketplace like this, there's some sort of replacement. So other regions will start to travel more to the United States.
But he says that is not the case. Stats show even travel from Europe has seen declines. I'm Rima Kreis for Marketplace.